Welcome back to the Green Zone post-game show as the Rough Riders have clinched first in the West Division. And on November the 8th, we will gather at Mosaic Stadium. And the Riders are one home win away from appearing in their first Grey Cup since 2013. Yeah, it's been a minute since we've seen the Riders in a Grey Cup, but they are one very close step away from that. But how do they handle the next month? You'll hear from Corey Mace pretty quick. But right now, let's get to the play of the game.
Maybe it made you. It might have made you. Or maybe just made you.
Come on!
It's time for the play of the game.
Darryl Davis, what do you got for the play of the game tonight for the Riders against the Argos in a 27-19 victory?
That's a pretty close game, wasn't it? 24-19, late in the fourth quarter. All right. And Jarrett Daigie, who's not what's Belton calling the backup to the backup to the backup,
yeah,
is playing quarterback for the Toronto Argonauts, who are what's left of the reigning Grey Cup champions, is throwing a pass into the end zone for Dorian Anderson, a touchdown catch. He kind of had him open too. A touchdown catch would have put the Argonauts ahead, because it would have put them ahead 25-24, and then a convert or a 2-pointer. And a great play by Marcus Sales, defensive back Marcus Sales, who's hurt. He's been on and off the roster, knocked it down. So they're with a fingernail from Marcus Sales, basically, whenever he knocked the ball down, incompletion, kept the margin of victory for the Rough Riders. And I think the defensive play, because the defense basically I know they had some struggles, everybody did, but that was the defensive play of the game. So let's make it the entire play of the game, Jamie. Are you guys okay with that one?
Yes, oh, yeah. Absolutely. 4:45 left as Daigie almost got Anderson, but Marcus Sales said no. And then the next play, Daigie threw an absolute duck or a wrong route or something. It was a wide open polk to get the first down. Nope, but it could have been a touchdown for the Argos late in that game for our play of the game. But we go right back to the fan line. Thanks for your patience tonight. Jared and Kara River, what are you thinking with the Riders clinching first?
You know what? I think it's actually great. Sorry, I didn't expect to get on the air right after the commercial break. it's just, you know, thank you, Jamie, and stuff like that for, you know, You've been pulling off a long day and stuff like that.
Oh, don't worry about me. I didn't get hit by anybody who's over 200 pounds today like those guys did on the field. So I just talk for a living. It's all right.
A lot of Red Bulls, I assume. You know, keeping yourself awake. I'm just going to follow up with a poem. No offense. You know, like, I have a face and a body for TV, but a voice not for radio. So bear with me. This game will give you quite a thrill in the summer heat or the autumn's chill. Popping pads and pounding feet will lead to our opponent's defeat. A shot at the goal, hit after hit. The tackle defense will never quit. Move the ball and run. Let's show the fans who's number one.
Yay. There you go, Jared. Well done.
I've been practicing that for like 5 or 10, 15 minutes. I was actually practicing it right before I came online. I'm like, oh, wow, it's showtime. And you know what? I'm quite okay with us not blowing them out of the water. You don't want to show your full house when you can just beat them with a 2-pair.
Exactly. Jared, that's where Belton and I are at this football team. Is I think there's still hands to be played here from Corey Mace and Mark Mueller.
You when said the they're playoffs the fifth best team in the playoffs.
Right now, the way they're playing, are they not?
Might be.
But they're in the playoffs. They're one of the six.
Yeah.
And all those six teams are good football teams. But the way BC, Winnipeg, Hamilton's probably third on that list, fourth maybe.
So what's your rankings? BC first?
Montreal
first.
Montreal, yeah. They are in the Grey Cup. Yeah. I am putting them in the Grey Cup.
Mm.
Wow. Now that Davis Alexander is healthy, They have not lost with him at quarterback yet.
That's true.
And that defense is the same defense that just stole the show 2 years ago against the Toronto Argonauts with Noel Thorpe and Jason Moss and Davis Alexander. That is a well-coached football team. They've got the kicker. They have returners. They have a receiving core that should scare everybody. They finally found Scott the Third, their running back, who I go, ooh, that guy looks good.
Yeah, he did a good job against the Riders last time.
He had a breakout game, didn't he?
Yeah. So, and then that defensive line, secondary, they have all the pieces in place. You know, knock on wood with health. But if Hamilton wins tomorrow, Montreal's locked into second. They can also rest some guys down the stretch run. But Montreal's number one on my list. BC's probably number two. As much as someone called in and said, oh, you guys just love Nathan Rourke so much. He's going to be the MOP, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. He's playing now. Trevor Harris is suddenly out of that conversation. Hey, the start of the year, we thought he was the guy, but he's had a little bit of a swoon, but he's still completing a lot of passes. And when you throw him for 300 plus yards, that's a pretty good performance.
Right. Yes, it is. Let's go to Dwayne up next. Dwayne, what are you thinking tonight with the Riders clinching first?
Well, I've held off phoning for a little while tonight because I wanted to hear all those people that wanted Lauder fired to phone in and apologize. You do the math on that game tonight. We only scored 27 points, and he scored 15 of them. Never missed a one. I think that what amazes me is you can get a quarterback or a halfback injured, and all the talk is how soon is he going to get back in the game. Lauder's hurt. Nobody wants to talk about it. Let's get rid of him. And he came out there and showed what he can really do. And by golly, he may well be the reason we won the Grey Cup as well.
Yeah, he's up to like a 71 or 72% kicker now.
72%?
lowest in the league, by the way.
It is.
By a long shot.
However, to Dwayne's point, Dwayne, I'm going to try to reinforce your point, okay?
Great.
Let's go Winnipeg, Montreal, Edmonton, Toronto. The last five games he has kicked. Do you want to guess his field goal count in those games?
Well, it doesn't matter. Those games are over. It's the one we got to look for in the future, and I think he's a man to do the job.
Well, I'm proving your point, Dwayne, on where Brett Lawther is, because kicking field goals over his last five games, he is 14-16, 87.5% field goal percentage in his last five games.
I could win with that, Jamie.
Yeah. Five for five tonight. So
he looked good tonight, man.
Yes, he did.
For Converts.
Don't worry about it.
That's what I did. He's missed a couple of concerts, and they didn't
He's missed three Converts.
Yeah, which is you shouldn't miss Converts, but they didn't even kick Converts tonight, right?
Sorry, missed two Converts.
Okay, that's still too many. But he didn't even kick Converts.
No,
did that not surprise you?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
All the touchdowns were to Pill Country, which was into the wind.
Yeah, but
that wind wasn't blowing in the first quarter, Jamie.
And Toronto kicked a 41-yard field goal into the wind.
Yes, I know.
Okay. But I give him credit.
But I think it's an analytical thing from Corey Mace on percentage wise.
And the point here too, though, is tonight Brett Lawther looked good.
He did.
We've been on him too. You said
in the press box, you're like, he's kicking with more confidence. Yeah. Like it looks like right he's just
looks like he had his driver back, is what I say. Because I've always been every kicker I've ever talked to says it's like a golf swing.
Yeah.
Once you get the golf swing and the rhythm, and he looked like he had the rhythm tonight. So, we can knock him for some other. Right down the middle. Every kick was down the middle. He was kicking confidently, striding through the ball, and hitting it the way you want to hit a good tee shot. And so, credit for that. And I think they're going with him the rest of the way now, unless.
Yeah. We'll see.
Unless
what, Darryl?
Unless something really goes bad. If he's a 1-for-4 or a Campbell Fair type performance, then they have to change it.
1-877-332-8255 is the fan line here on the Green Zone Post Game Show. Give us a ring. We will hear from Corey Mace his plans, if he will disclose them.
All right.
On how he's going to handle the roster.
Britton grill him?
Not exactly.
No.
why he shrugged off the Gatorade shower from Micah Johnson and Sean Bain, as well as the challenges. And I don't know. We're going to have to hear his comments on Brett Lawther and piece that apart on Brett Lawther's performance tonight. You'll hear it next from the head coach who, in his second year, is he coach of the year in the Canadian Football League?
Might be.
Yeah.
This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Welcome back to the Green Zone postgame show. Jamie and I, Daryl Davis, Belton Johnson with you on a Friday night where the Riders, for the first time since 2019, have clinched first in the West Division. Some rarity. As Kevin pointed out, Kevin from Saskatoon, it is rare where the Saskatchewan Rough Riders host the West Final. 2025, the Rough Riders will host the West Final. Of course, going back, they hosted the West Final in 2019. Before that, 2009 is when they hosted the West Final, beat the Calgary Stampeders. We don't need to talk about what happened after that. And then, let's keep going back, 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 back. Oh, yes. 1976.
Wow.
So, as Keith said, since Star Wars the movie dropped, this is just the third time the Rough Riders have finished first, claiming the luxury of not having to travel, getting some rest before a one-game shot to get to the championship. 1-877-332-8255. That game will be played November the 8th. Let's hear from the head coach of a first-place team in Corey Mace on the mindset going into this one and seeing it through.
It sounds lame, but if you just focus on the week and what that is and get that done, and you know, naturally boxes are going to be checked. But I think this one, to be able to play the West Final here in Regina, and the province of Saskatchewan, get to take that in, that's going to be pretty cool, man. So that's the plus one for tonight.
I know, talking to you this season, talking to players, it wasn't your goal to be in the West Final or to win the West, or even just to win the West. It's a bigger goal, but this still has to feel pretty good to have the opportunity to play the West Final here.
Yeah, for sure. You know, just we clinched first place. To me, to win the West, you got to win the West, right? So we've clinched first, and just we have an opportunity to play the West Final here in Regina. So, you know, on the flip side of that, we were able to play in that game in somebody else's building. And you know how important it is to be able to be the host team there. So, yeah, man, just proud of these guys and excited for our fan base.
I want to get back to the third down challenge for the spot, because we're up in the press box and we're looking at the monitors, and we weren't sure if it was just Jack's head that crossed the spot or if he actually got the ball. Did you feel it was strong enough that you've got it, you might as well use it?
Yeah, no, 100%. I thought his second effort, I thought it was pretty clear. And, you know, they ended up moving it a half. Or whatever, who cares? It ended up working, but I thought it was a little bit more obvious than that, truthfully. But yeah, at that point, you know, it made sense. I know, looking at it, and when they spotted it, and we came up short, I definitely knew that we weren't short. You know, how much more ahead that we were, I knew we got the first. Just looking at the sideline angle that they gave us, so yeah, thought it was necessary, and happy it turned out the way it did.
So on one hand, you have people might be saying, well, your offense settled for 5 field goals. But on the other hand, you've got Brett Lauther coming back and making 5 field goals.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, he showed up when he needed to show up, right?
I would say the fact Brett made 5 for us tonight was a good thing.
It looked on TV like you didn't want any part of that Gatorade shower they tried giving you. Why not?
Just, you know, for what? I don't know. You know, it's the regular season still. We still got a couple more games, and they did that after the first win naturally last year, and then did it after a playoff game or something, like, yeah, not my thing, you know, not my thing.
You're not like the baseball guys who celebrate.
I mean, this is unbelievable. Although I will say I sat and watched that celebration, and Schneider's speech was unbelievable. Or my kind of style. Those guys do it every round. It's unbelievable. But yeah, no, just not the time.
Do you worry at all about the challenge ahead, the fact that you've got a month before meaningful games and nothing can really simulate that in the meantime?
No, I see. I just think being in similar situations in the past, there's definitely lots of meaningful football left. Obviously, the games that we have remaining, but how we attack practice each week, there's a lot of stuff for us to work on, and a lot of meaningful football. So, you know, however we cook that up, be it through the week of practice and or the game, it's all going to be geared towards getting us where we need to get to come the West Final.
That is a bit of head coach Corey Mace. Some dramatic pause there talking about the five kicks that Brett Lawther, I don't know if you wanted to hold his tongue on the offense not being able to finish or...
Or what are his plans for his kicker going forward,
for his kicker, right? Or what that was. I was just like,
Yeah, it did sound a little strange. It wasn't a full endorsement. So, if he was sure he was putting Brett Lawther in, he'd be saying, "Yeah, great to have Brett. Yeah. We knew all along that he could do this." And he didn't say that. And are we reading too much into it, Belton?
Man, Brett's gonna be starting next week. Come on, man.
Brett Lawther is.
Oh yeah,
probably. Yeah,
five.
But wouldn't you expect to be a little
no what?
You brought the American guy here to see him kick. Let him kick.
Jamie, you just told me the stats.
87.5 in the last five games.
Yeah. I'm not rocking the boat right now.
Well, my other theory is he's just so sick of talking about the kicker. He's just like, yeah, that's good. Yeah,
good for him.
Kicker made our kicks. Thank you. That's what he's supposed
better,
to
but
do.
I would have thought that he might have said, you know what, he did look good tonight or something. But it wasn't a raving endorsement. But I'm with Belton. I think that that's who they're going with too. They've relied on his overall career stats. They talk about it all the time. He coming off a 5-for-5 game, even though they didn't kick into the wind, didn't try any converts even into the wind. But they're 5-for-5, and you know what? He struck the ball as well as I've seen him strike the ball in a long, long time tonight.
So. They've given him like a 100-yard
chances.
Rope.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it should have been made. If they were making a change, it should have been 5 or 6 games in, 7 or 8 games in.
That's
right?
What I think, Daryl.
Yeah. I wrote a long time ago, it was too late to make a change, and it still is too late to make a change.
1-877-332-8255 is the fan line here on the Green Zone postgame show. We'll hear from the victorious quarterback, Trevor Harris, as they clinch first coming up, as well as Beasts and Beefs, Game Warriors, Unsung Heroes. Still more time for your calls right here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. This is the Green Zone, a post-game show. Jamie Nye, Daryl Davis, and Belton Johnson with you on this Friday night as the Riders have clinched first place in the West. So they will be hosting the West Final November the 8th. It's a Saturday. Remember last year they switched the playoff games to Saturdays except for Grey Cup Sunday. So it'll be Saturday, November the 8th. As we continue here on the Green Zone post-game show, also bring you up to date on the Seattle Mariners. What was it, 15 innings?
15 innings, yeah.
Oh, the Blue Jays were happy watching that, weren't they? They were like, keep going, keep on putting more pitchers in there.
Use your starters next. Yeah, they were running out of pitchers.
So Seattle will have to board a flight to Toronto.
After all the champagne and beer tonight, too.
Are they celebrating?
Oh, of course they are. They're spraying it everywhere.
That's a long flight.
It is, yeah. Wow. Time change, you got a lot of things going on, and you got champagne in your eyes. Better get some sleep, guys.
So things look good for the Jays game 1 and 2, I would think. But
hometown. It's a lot easier.
That's on Sunday against the Seattle Mariners as it went 15 innings in a deciding game 5 tonight. Lots of drama. We may have been watching the baseball game during the football game as well today.
That's pretty exciting. 15 innings is a classic. They don't use ghost runners in the playoffs.
No. Thankfully.
Yeah, really.
This is when we can have the theater like that.
Mm-hmm.
This is when baseball is good.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. When you're doing everything you can for one run.
Man.
Right now, let's go back to Mosaic Stadium and hear from the victorious quarterback, Trevor Harris.
Yeah, regular season, it's awesome. You know, obviously you want to maximize the regular season, and that has been done. But now we get a bonus, you know, 3 weeks to refine and fine-tune ourselves into being who we need to be come November 8th. And so we'll just kind of keep our focus one day at a time and make sure that we're improving and so that we are that team on that date.
Being able to host that game obviously gives you guys an advantage. Can you speak on that over your career, how you've seen the host of that game have that advantage?
Yeah, it's, you know, obviously for us at this point, I think it's about getting healthy. It's, you know, it allows us, you know, what is it, 4 weeks from tomorrow that then we play in the West Final. And by that time, hopefully we can get some guys back that, you know, are dinged up and let some guys rest that kind of need it. And so, you know, that's first and foremost. But, yeah, it's one of those things where it's like it's possible to, you know, obviously, and teams do it every year. They win the semifinal and then they win the final. But there is a massive advantage to it that you get, you know, a prep week where you can, you know, sharpen your axe all week, and then you get a home game, and you just got to win one home game to get to the show. And so that's what our whole mindset will be. But make no mistake, we're going to backtrack. We'll enjoy this tonight. We'll come in tomorrow, talk about the game, fine-tune things, and then put our focus on Winnipeg next week.
Do you worry at all about the challenge of staying crisp for the next month until the next meaningful game?
You said, do I worry about it?
Yeah.
No. No, we've got a championship DNA locker room, and the guys are gonna use the time wisely. But like, we have a game next week, so we'll turn the page from this. We'll be excited about this, and you know, talk about how, you know, we've set the date and the map is set out for us where we need to get to. But we're gonna turn our focus to Winnipeg next week.
Trevor, over the next couple of weeks, Corey Mace has to decide rest versus rest, if you rest some starters or not. Well, you know how your body's feeling. Could you use a week off, or do you want to play those last two games?
I'll fight him. Make sure you guys tell him I said that.
Well, not to dwell on the negatives, but 5 field goals. Do you feel like you guys settled for field goals maybe a little bit too much in this game, or no?
Yeah, we obviously want to score. They did a good job. And, you know, when they took away the primaries a decent amount, and you know, there was one time I think I could have pulled the trigger. I thought Benji kind of was way off, and I thought maybe he and I don't know if he ended up reacting because the ball was thrown or if he reacted from the route. And so you know, they did a good job, and you know, that's going to happen in pro football. You're not gonna bat 1,000, but you know, we were able to move the football, keep our defense off the field. Was very pleased about how we moved the football tonight, and I thought Thomas came in, did a good job in the run game, and AJ was great all night as always. And our receivers were making some big plays, and you know, I thought we had some big drives going into the wind as well to kind of knock out some time there. And obviously, there at the end, you know, the field goal, you know, you play a little bit more conservative to you know, milk clock and do that sort of thing. But you know, we missed that the pass to Sam by maybe 6 inches, and you know, that would have been nice to kind of dagger the game there. But again, it was good covers. They did a good job, and sometimes they're going to get us, and sometimes we'll get them.
That is Trevor Harris. Will fight Corey Mace.
Well, I asked him earlier if he wants to rest. I thought he was going to punch me. So, yeah, he doesn't like taking a break.
Well, he's going to have to.
You take a break, yeah. Right?
Oh, yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, he needs some time off.
When he got
hit tonight, he looked sore. It's tough. 39,
and
I know.
Getting up slow,
yeah.
Too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's getting up slowly. His arm, he's throwing a lot of passes, right? His arm's worn out, so. Just he needs a little refresher. Play one game in the next 2-3 weeks, and he'll be fine. He doesn't need much time. He's behind center during the game. He's
39.
I know.
He's seen everything.
Yeah, and he's prepared. He's smooth.
Prepared.
He's the guy who runs this show, right? Yep. So it wouldn't hurt to let them rest. I'd rest him against Winnipeg and bring him back for the BC game.
1-877-332-8255 is the fan line here on the Green Zone post game show. As let's do this. Belton Johnson's Beasts and Beefs.
From chop blocks and dirty hits to big time catches and fans in the stands.
That was a good old Southern spanking right there. Mm-hmm. I love every bit of it.
You never know what'll catch Belton's attention. It's Belton's Beasts and Beefs.
All right, Belton Johnson, you're good, the beast. You're bad, the beef. Where are we starting?
Let's start with the beef, Jamie.
The beef. Okay. What do you got tonight? There's probably a few things on there.
I don't have a whole lot, actually.
Okay.
Right? first quarter there, we know Robustelli scored the touchdown there and everything, right? And then they went for it. I'm sitting out there in the lounge because people are talking, walking, and interrupting. And I look up at the score, and I'm like, 6-1. And I got, I like, oh, my God, Brett Lowther missed the freaking kick. And then I'm Steve Missouri. I'm like, what happened? Look, I missed it too, Belton, the great figure. I'm like, what happened? They missed it too because of all the chatter. And then I found out my beef, Robustelli, they said the ball hit him right in the hand and he dropped it.
Yeah.
So, I was beefing. Thought it was going to be louder, man. Mm-hmm. It's Robustelli there for dropping it too, because I was trying to figure that out, man. Okay. Right?
They should catch every second two-pointer just to make sure they're even.
Yeah, and then he had another two-point there.
So close. Mm-hmm. He caught it right at the goal line, but they ruled that he caught it just outside the goal.
Bingo. And then, the third quarter here, A.J. Ouellette, he fumbled the ball there, and I believe the Argos had recovered it. I can't remember
who. That took an hour and a half for them to decide who got the ball.
Yeah.
Okay. And they originally ruled that it was Saskatchewan, then all of a sudden they're like, oh, it's Toronto ball. I'm like, what are we doing?
All right. And who? Here's my beef right here. Who is they, Jamie?
The refs.
And the gods. And all of them. All of them, Jamie. Because. Again, just the time and everything I saw tonight, I'm sitting there like, at first I'm like, oh, wow, this game is going real good pace. And then it just slowed to a stop.
Bogged it down.
It really did, fellas. And
Darren.
Cone.
Oh, yeah.
Right? That whole debacle, I'm sorry, Rider Nation. I just don't think he got that first down, man.
I
know what Coach Mace said and everything, but I'm like, I don't know. Like, when they did show that side angle.
Yeah. He said his second effort, ball, but he shouldn't get a second effort there. He was down.
The ball was in the, left?
Carried it in his right hand.
It was in the right, but it was back. If he had reached or something, I could get behind that.
Mm-hmm.
But when he touched on the ground and was tagged right there.
Yeah. He's done.
He's done. And then the bottle knot or the roughing thing, right? Like, to call that flag back. And I don't know. It was just weird series of events.
All the games. I watch them back. I'm going to go back between the start of the third quarter and about 12 minutes in. I swear to goodness, that 3 minutes felt like 15 minutes.
It's going to take you all day to watch that, Jamie, tomorrow. You're going to take all day to watch that.
No, I'm going to just go. I'm going to start it at the third quarter, and then I'm going to see how much time elapsed until about 12. I was like, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm. Even the four flags.
Three or four in the air all at the same time, calling different penalties and reviewing them walkie-talkies.
Okay, what's your number one beef, Bone?
That's my beef, Jamie. That is it, man. That was nuts.
Yeah, Belton, all right.
That was nuts, man.
Oh,
maybe we can get rid of the God Center. We got enough support now, I think.
I don't know, Darryl.
We're trying, though. We're trying to improve the game. They made some good rule changes. If they had taken out the God Center, that would have been the last one that would have really helped this football league.
All righty. Let's go to your beasts. What did you like about today's game?
Oh, first quarter there. Who was it? Harris the Emelis. I didn't even – how many down yards was that? Yeah. About 50?
50, yep. Yeah, bang on.
And then second quarter there, they said Trevor Harris was the ninth all time, I'm guessing, in passing yards?
Passing, yep.
Okay, so that was a good deal there. Again, the fourth quarter, that knocked down by Sales, it was a flea flicker, I believe, right? I thought it was a flea flicker play there Argos.
Yeah, it was.
And they, if he had lobbed it a little bit more, it might have scored, actually, right? But Sales was able to knock that away. Seth or
Daggy there. He threw the pick to Allen. That ended the game essentially there in the fourth. Got to give it up to Brett Lowler.
You're a kicker. You're a kicker. You're a guy.
Today he is.
Get out of here.
But, fellas, the biggest beast is the third quarter. Harris threw the touchdown, or who was it? Neil there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm like, who? Like, Jamarcus Hart, I'm seeing him running down the field, and he hops on the back of Neil, wrestled him to the ground.
He's going to hurt somebody.
And celebrate it. Uh-huh. Because I was like, that's the way to do it right there. I loved every bit of that, fellas. I did. Just the energy, the joy and everything, and it almost looked like Jamarcus had scored himself, that fella.
He looks like that lots.
He did.
Yeah, he shares the joy.
And you can see it, right? Yeah. You can see it, fellas.
The Jamarcus Hardrick from Batesville, Mississippi. Just down the road from Coffeyville, right. Mississippi.
O-line, he got in there, man. I'm surprised Neil was able to hold up there.
The beast tonight here on the Green Zone post-game show. More coming up here on the Green Zone. We want to head back to the Rider locker room. Hear from Joe Robustelli coming up here on the Green Zone with our Game Warriors Unsung Heroes on 980 CJME and 650 CKON. Welcome back to the Green Zone post-game show. As the Riders clinch first place in the West Division. Do you remember them all, Daryl?
Since 76? I remember 76. They lost in the Grey Cup to Ottawa.
Yes, they did.
09,
they beat the Calgary Stampeders.
Yep.
And then lost the Grey Cup
to Montreal.
And then 2019, they boink off the upright, Cody Fajardo. Good thing those are going to be out of the way.
Eventually. Not this year.
But of course, they did have a four-year stretch, four of five, 66, 68, 69, and 70. Yeah. They finished
first.
I
remember those two, Jamie, just so you know. They were a pretty good football team back there. So Ron Lancaster and George Reed, Eagle Keys coaching. Yep.
You're telling Ron me with the Western Final.
Yes.
They win and go. They didn't. No, 2019, they didn't go to the Grey Cup.
No, they lost Cody Fajardo banked it off the upright.
All right.
Yeah.
Taylor Field, Mosaic Stadium up
there. Yeah. I remember that boink. I remember the sound.
Remember that boink?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so hopefully no boinks in the West Final this time with the quarterback.
Placing first doesn't...
No, it don't guarantee you nothing, fella.
And when they won in 89, they sure weren't a first-place team in 07 and 13. So first place, you guys are all thrilled about first place and one game away doesn't guarantee you anything.
And that's what Trevor Harris said. Mm-hmm. It doesn't guarantee it, but it is... an advantage.
Yeah, it is. It
should be. You only got one game to win, right?
Mm-hmm. And it's at home.
Get to the big show, right?
Yep.
So last year, when you look at the division finals, Montreal loses to Toronto. Winnipeg did beat Saskatchewan. The year before, Winnipeg beat BC at home. Montreal beat Toronto on the road. And then both home team won in 2022, and in 2021, Hamilton beat Toronto on the road. Winnipeg won at home, so it's not quite 50-50, but it hasn't been it's just a touch over 500 for the home team since the pandemic anyways.
Rest versus rest. Who's got momentum?
We'll
That's
see.
That's often the big thing.
Let's get to the Game Warriors.
Warriors, come out to play.
From big plays, big catches, and big hits. Now, Game Warriors.
Okay, Daryl Davis offense, defensive game, Warriors. And for the 12th time in the regular season, we start with the offensive game Warrior, the winning side, and that just so happens to be the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Well, Belton talked about Sam Emelis catching that ball early in the first quarter, and then that catch he made in the fourth, wrapped around a defensive back.
Oh, that was an amazing catch.
So let's give it to Sam Emelis. Six catches, 142 yards, but the bum didn't even get a touchdown.
Who's going to eat? I said he was going to eat.
You going to eat? Okay. Jamie, you're a genius.
Thank
Did
you.
I ever tell you that?
It's about time you said that.
Yeah. Sorry.
I appreciate it.
Neglecting that.
Hey, Chance, can you just save that? I'm going to make that my ringtone whenever Daryl calls me.
Jamie, you're a genius.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, got the wrong number.
Daryl, what do you got for the Toronto Argonauts?
I'm going to hate this. Nobody got over 55 yards for them, so I'm going to have to give it to their kicker.
Hey, who picked that guy? Did he eat or what?
4 for 4. And he kicked one for 41 yards into the wind just to prove that it can be done. Into pill country, yep. So, yeah, he the guy.
Liam.
There you go. See, I got you doing it too now.
Just got to stay fast. Hirelahu.
No, I stumbled because I'm like, we're a kicker.
Hey, wow. I picked that guy to
I'm
eat,
like,
man.
Why didn't you get Brett Lawther?
I was going to, but then I thought I can't give two kickers one, and Emelis had a good game. Lawther's going to be the unsung hero just to leap ahead, okay?
Oh, okay.
On defense, Jamie, for the Saskatchewan Roughriders, I thought A.J. Allen had a great game, including an interception, a sack, and seven tackles. And he was a great interview this week when I talked to him, and I've always told you I like great interviews.
Seven tackles, another linebacker interception.
Yep. Yeah. He said, go ahead, try us, man. See if you can throw against us. So they did.
In the last two games, they have four interceptions. All of them are from linebackers.
Yeah, good for them.
And A.J. Allen, right, like I think he had, about 80 tackles on the season.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. He's having a great season. And he is, man. He deserves to be considered the top Canadian in the league.
He really does.
Rough Riders for sure. And maybe in the entire West, and maybe the entire league.
What do you got for the defensive
Jamie,
game
you're
Warrior?
Still a genius. What'd you say? Who's going to eat for the Toronto Argonauts
Isaac
defense?
Darkangelo.
Isaac is his first name. 11 tackles and one sack. How's that? Two special teams tackles, too. Good choice, Jamie. He's the defensive game Warrior for the Toronto Argonauts.
Number 35 was all over the place today. Had to be with the amount of times they were starting to run the ball, but there are your.
It's tough going up the middle, right? AJ Ouellette, a lot of those yards were on the outside. I think he's a real weapon when they pitch out to him, but Darkangelo played pretty well, considering he's replacing Wynton McManus, who's a great player.
As we continue here on the Green Zone postgame show, let's go back to the locker room. Joe Robustelli today. Belton wants him on the roster full time. With five catches, 75 yards, and a touchdown from Found Money, as we call him on the Green Zone.
Yeah, it felt good. It's next man up mentality, and I knew when my number was called, I was going to go out there and I was going to have to reduce because that's my job and that's what they're expecting me to do. So I went out there and just played well.
How nice is it for this team to clinch that first place? You guys, this is just talking about going 1-0, but I imagine the locker room, you guys realize what was at stake here.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. I mean, obviously, we have one goal, and that's, to do what we want to do. But this is one of the big stepping stones that's going to project us to where we want to go. So it was huge.
You were on the team last year. You got to see what the environment was like in Winnipeg. What do you expect to like in Regina at the West Final?
That's going to be insane. It's going to be insane. I actually didn't even get to go to that game. I didn't travel, so I didn't get to experience it. But I know the Rider fans are going to be out here, and they're going to go crazy for us. So we're excited for it.
What's it say about next man up mentality? It seems like guys go down, someone steps up and has a big game.
Yeah, you got to credit, our the people upstairs, J.O., Kyle Carson, all of them, they do a great job scouting people. And, when they bring people in, they expect them to play it at a certain level. And, that's what we try and do out there.
How important is it over these next few weeks? Yeah, it doesn't mean anything in the standings, really, but to keep sharp and keep everyone kind of rolling.
Yeah, you don't want to get complacent. What we've accomplished is great so far, but like I said, it's not what our goal was at the beginning of the year. So we got to stay focused, stay locked in, because it's 3-4 weeks until we play our next meaningful game. So just got to stay locked in and dialed.
That is Joe Robustelli back in the lineup and making some big catches for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. On a day where they clinch first in the West, unsung heroes, and we'll go through our bold predictions from the Green Zone pregame show, see if Belton and I were able to get back in the game with Darryl Davis leading the way so far through the regular season. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Welcome back to the Green Zone post-game show on this Friday night where the, well, I guess, wait, sorry, Saturday morning here on the Green Zone post-game show as the Riders put away the Toronto Argonauts. 27-19 was the final score. And, of course, November the 8th, put it on the calendar, that is the Riders' home game for the West Final. They do have one more home game, the final regular season game for the Rough Riders against the BC Lions in 2 weeks on a Saturday. But right now, let's get to the unsung heroes.
They weren't the game warrior, but they definitely made an impact. Time to sing the praises of the game's unsung heroes.
Okay, who are those players who deserve a shout-out who were not the game warriors? Darryl Davis, probably a few unsung heroes for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Yeah, tonight. Not so many for Toronto, though. But, yeah, they will give the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. You're right, could have been Robustelli had a nice game. Mm-hmm. Could have been a couple guys on defense had decent games. But we're going with Brett Lawther, who was 5 for 5, because without his 15 points, the Riders don't win that game.
Nope. So Brett Lawther, 5 for 5 over the last five games he's kicked. He's at 87.5% field goal percentage. Belton, are you sticking with Brett Lawther for the rest of the season? No ifs, ands, or buts.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
You have to.
Yep.
He's on an uptick right now. I like upticks going into the playoffs.
I still think they want to look at that American kicker they brought in. I still think that, but
they have a kicker on a roll right now who looked good striking
and confident
the football.
Too,
he looked like, confident striking the football tonight.
When they handed out the game balls today, Sam Emelis got one, AJ Allen got one, and Corey May said Brett Lawther got one, and the room erupted when Brett Lawther got the game ball.
Hey, good selections on player of the game.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, right. There's our offensive, defensive, and unsung hero right there. All three game balls.
And for Toronto, there's nobody. So I'm going to have to go with John Haggerty, their punter, 7 punts for 51.7 yard average, because his yard average is almost as high as anybody's total yardage for the for the Argonauts offense. They had nobody with over 55 yards. Oh. So, yeah, that's not much of a performance. And you can't really give it to Jared Daigie.
Yeah, their net offense is 283 yards.
What, Daigie got knocked out of the game like five times,
oh,
right?
Oh, man, he took a beating,
yeah.
Man.
Okay, the NFL is investigating with the Brian Daboll thing last night in the National Football League. You was like trying to go into the medical tent.
Yeah, trying to get him out quicker.
And
trying to get Jackson Dart out
they
earlier.
Shoot him away, and it's against the rules and all that stuff.
And he got mad at the team doctor and had to apologize, right?
Jared Daigie took two thumps, concussion protocol once. It looked like he got hit again. And then he got hit again. And I'm like, what are we doing here? Mm-hmm. Ryan, you don't need to win this game. Put in a different quarterback. What are you doing?
Yeah.
I think one of the last hit he had taken where it was almost a sack. He hit the ground and hit his head, and I saw him put his hands to the back of his head.
Yeah, there. The spotter should have had him there too, I thought, right? So, yep. That was a pretty ugly beating that Daigie took, so. He's brave. Give him credit for that. And he played a lot better than we thought he was going to be, although he was playing against a secondary that's kind of been restructured with all the injuries to Saskatchewan's defensive backfield.
Yep.
But Daigie did all right. He wasn't embarrassingly bad considering how little playing time he's had. So they got him some playing time.
Especially what did he perform last week against the Ticats?
Yeah.
I think he threw four picks or something.
Didn't he come in and, game earlier this year, he came in and won it too for them. So. Yep. They might have somebody they can work with there because Arbuckle's out. Well, they've washed him for the season. And Chad Kelly, I don't know what they're going to do with Chad Kelly.
He's not even on the roster.
Yeah, he's on their six-game injury list.
Is he? I didn't see him on that, Darryl.
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
Yeah, he's on the not nice guy list. That's out for a season, I think.
I'll be very interested next year.
Yeah, me
on
too.
On what the Argos do at quarterback.
Although Ryan did what he likes, Chad Kelly, right? He's been his best, one of his best supporters.
So. Then why?
Why didn't he?
Or is his leg just completely screwed up?
It was a bad injury, right? Oh, it was an ugly injury. It was a spiral fracture, compound, or something, right?
It's got devastating leg injury.
Yes, it was. Yeah. So that I'm not. I'm sad about that. That's true. Nobody should have that.
Well, might have been Dave Naylor on the show said when he heard it, he was in shock on the field and he tried to move his leg back.
Made it worse.
And probably even made it worse on, you know, tendons and stuff like that for rehab. So, because a medical professional wasn't there to stabilize it. He tried to do it before anybody who actually knew what they were doing did it. So we'll see. Sorry, Belton. I know. Yeah. You had one of those, right?
Yep.
Did you have a tib and fib or just fib?
Just a fib.
Just
that's plenty, though, right?
Oh, that's plenty. I did jog off the field, though. It's adrenaline.
Yeah, it was at that game you did. Yes, you did.
JB Dye, Darrell Davis, Belton Johnson with the year in the green zone. Okay, who's starting a quarterback next week? Let's do Corey Mace's job for him. And, of course, we do have danger pay for Corey Mace because the quarterback says he wants to deal. He'll fight him to play against the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Jake Mayer has got to start for them.
Jake Mayer, man. You don't put Trevor Harris
Would
in
you
that.
Start Jack Cohn?
I wouldn't be opposed, but I would want to see what Jake Mayer has.
Yeah.
You know, he's backup.
He's the next guy
right?
going in.
He
yeah.
would be.
Yeah.
And see what he has.
No.
No? Who are you going with? Trevor Harris?
Jake Mayer, but I don't see any reason to put Jack Cohn in a football game.
They put him in tonight.
Well, as the short yardage guy. Yeah.
And he's not a short yardage quarterback.
Like, if you're going with a quarterback and Trevor's healthy, it's Jake Mayer you want ready, not Jack Cohn. Sorry to steal a line from Darrell Davis, but if you're a Jack Cohn at any point in this season, your season's over. Yep. So
I agree with you. Well said, Jamie.
Get Jack Cohn in there. I'm like, is there a purpose? If it's not Trevor, Jake Mayer should be getting all the reps going forward. There's another injury we haven't even mentioned. There's another injury
for a
guy who needs to get healthy is Tommy Stevens because Jack Cohn doing short yardage tonight, as we saw. Little nerve-wracking.
Only the officials in the replay center gave him the first down on that one.
Shouldn't believe it. Yeah. Okay,
why did they go with Cohn when they had so much success with A.J. Ouellette the previous game?
That's what it was A.J. Is he nicked up a bit?
Maybe a little bit, yeah.
Where they don't want him to take an extra hit there? I don't know.
That's a possibility, too.
I just think they
just want to give it a shot.
They're playing coy and things, man.
Trying all these different things.
I think this is the perfect time to try things.
Okay, let's get to bold predictions. Our weekly kicker question. Makes, misses, longest, makes, shortest, miss. Makes, 5. Ding, point for me. Misses, 0. Ding, point for me. So as much as Belton wants to claim that Brett Lawther is his kicker, sounds like he's my kicker. Longest make, Darrell Day, 44 yards. He said 44 make or miss. So when he lined up for the 44 yarder, I'm like,
I said, if he misses, it's fine. I get a point. If he makes it, I get a point. So
So Darrell gets a point. Shortest miss, he didn't miss it. I said he wouldn't miss. So I get the point for that one. Jarrett Daigie, yardage 221. Belton was the highest at 175. Touchdowns 1. Darrell was the only one say would say you get a touchdown. Interceptions 1. I said he'd get 1. We also had other quarterback, and we did see Horn in there because of injury. 35 yards. Darrell, you said 40. 0 touchdowns. We all said 0 touchdowns. 0 interceptions. I said the 0 interceptions for the next quarterback up. Back on the roster question, Joe Robustelli, 5 catches, 75 yards, and his longest was 44. So Belton was the highest on catches at 4, highest on yards at 72, but Darrell was highest at 34 for his longest catch. So Darrell gets a point there. And Mario Alford's return.
Oh, did he play?
Yeah.
I thought so. It looked like somebody had to grab those balls.
So 5 punt returns for 52 yards, 1 kick return for 32 yards. So his return yards total, 84. Belton was the lowest at 100, so you get the point there. Longest was 32. Darrell gets the point, saying his longest return would be 32 yards. We all picked the Riders and Belton 30-20 will get the extra bonus point. I was so close, but I'll give it to you.
So did I pull away?
Well, here's the thing. Here's the score for today. Belton Johnson got 7 points. I got 7 points. And Darrell Davis.
7 points.
Ding! Oh. 7 points.
All right.
Nobody.
We
nobody
didn't even move.
All right.
Nothing changes.
What's the prize for winning this again?
Bragging rights and admiration.
Well, I deserve that, I guess. Okay.
So Darrell Davis has the exact same lead he had going in, 109 points. I'm at 103, 6 back. Belton's still 13 back. We still have at least 3 games.
Yeah.
Winnipeg, BC, and of course, the West Final at Mosaic Stadium, November the 8th. That means we have a bye week coming up, boys.
Uh-huh.
We don't have to work in 3 weeks for that weekend. We'll probably have to watch the West semifinal to see what happens. But coming up next week for our Rider game day, of course, here on the Green Zone, it's the Rough Riders back into Winnipeg. That is another Friday night game, October the 17th. The kickoff is 6 o'clock. The Green Zone pregame show on that Friday will be 4 o'clock for the Riders and the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. And everybody, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. Enjoy the baseball on Sunday and Monday with the Blue Jays taking on the Mariners. And Darryl,
Saturday.
Good luck tomorrow for your Milwaukee Brewers in Game 5 against the Cubbies.
Go Crew. It's in Milwaukee, though, so that's a good chance.
Are you feeling okay about this?
Oh, yeah. They'll be fine in Milwaukee. Freddie Peralta's starting for the Brewers.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We're good. He's our ace.
So have a good Thanksgiving weekend. Happy Thanksgiving, Darryl. Happy Thanksgiving, Bell.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks to all the work behind the glass. Hey. Chance, of course, Scotty Villa was up earlier in the show. Of course, all the work Britton Gray does on the pre- and post-game show. And, of course, a final shout-out to you, the fans, as we're honored to be the home of the fans right here on the Green Zone. Britton will be on Monday. I'm covering practice on Monday.
Right.
And then, of course, Locker and I will be here Tuesday at 2 on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.